Yeah. Okay, so as you walk into the front, you know, you'll notice our nice signs up top, and there's two of them. I just feel like it looks good. You walk up and to your left, you've got an outdoor patio that we've got tables for seating. You can be seen from all over Dixon and West Avenue. And we do have another patio on the other side that is available for seating as well. So as you go in, you've got a gigantic 12-foot mirror on your right.
TJ Leffler is the co-owner of Legacy Blues, a blues and jazz lounge that opened its doors on the Labor Day weekend. He's taking me on a tour of the place that's located in the Legacy Building on West Watson Street near Hammond Trees in Fayetteville.
Right here on our right, and as you look in, you've got an art piece from Danny Broadway from Memphis. He did a painting especially designed for us, and we're actually selling some different paintings of his with our logo on it. Special edition, there's not many of them. It's something you can buy for, I believe, $29. But he is our featured artist that we have throughout the restaurant. And he's out of Memphis.
TJ says, growing up, his family owned a restaurant in Searcy, a town near Little Rock. His father, Jim Leffler, played in a blues band professionally for years. The Leffler family moved to Fayetteville a few years ago and decided to open up a place that would bring together great music and great food.
I would define Legacy Blues as an inspired American restaurant, very upscale, but caters to everybody. You're welcome to wear whatever you like. Be prepared for a great experience to come and not only have great food, but hear some really great music, especially if you have a passion for jazz or blues.
The place has been in the works for a while. Support from family and friends helped the two-year-old idea become a reality. Legacy Blues offers live music four nights a week, Wednesday through Saturday. There is light music early in the evening, something that people can easily converse over while having dinner. Around 9, the music switches to an energetic pace. The lounge features jazz and blues acts focusing on Delta blues, Chicago blues, and Louisiana-influenced blues. A quick look at the calendar on their website, legacyblues.com, is telling. In the short time it's been open, Legacy Blues has hosted artists from not only Arkansas, but also other states.
We have acts that so far have come from Clarksdale, Mississippi, a few from Little Rock, a few locals, and where we have booked some from actually all over the southeast part of the country that are going to come in the next couple months. We pay them to come in. We're not going to charge a cover charge. We hope you just come in and have a great experience while you're eating or drinking. We take care of them while they're here. We want them to come back to Fayetteville. We really cater to what they need from us. But yeah, we've reached out all over the country looking for blues acts. I mean, a lot of them have been found here locally in Arkansas, but we will have a good mix of local Arkansas talent as well as national talent.
Along with the blues and jazz music, Legacy Blues also hopes to charm Northwest Arkansans with its food.
All right. So, well, we have the special Vulcan double broiler that we have a flat top that sears the steak on all sides up top. And we can cook to any temperature much faster than we could with a conventional grill.
The lounge offers steaks, seafood, and pulled pork, among other food items. Currently, the place features a limited menu, but TJ says it'll slowly evolve based upon customer suggestions and preferences. Chef John Cromwell lists some of the more popular items.
The most popular so far is probably the South Beach fish, just because of the presentation. It looks really nice. And then just this week, new to the menu, we have a red snapper. That's probably going to be one of the more popular items as well, I think. And appetizer-wise, we have some really popular appetizers. The Captain Tad's Chicken Bites, which is battered and coated in our secret house recipe. Also catfish strips and beer-battered chicken bites with a chili kind of sweet and sour sauce. comes on that.
The kitchen serves food until 11 p.m., although TJ says, for the time being, if you come in before midnight, you will get food. The Lefflers also plan to do a shorter version of the menu until 2 a.m. According to TJ, Legacy Blues is for people from all age groups. He says, while there are restaurants and bars in town that feature live music, Legacy Blues is trying something different.
I do think we have something very unique. Never have I been in Fayetteville for 10 years, and we have friends been here a lot longer than that. Haven't seen anything this upscale and blues. We are trying to be only blues and jazz. So bringing in blues acts and jazz acts, I feel like, is a rare thing in Arkansas. Although there's a deep love for the blues music and jazz in Arkansas, there are festivals all over the state for jazz and blues, but rare do you find a restaurant that only caters to them. And you combine it with a high-end restaurant like ours, it's definitely unique, but it's been very successful so far. It's taken off very well, and people have really actually appreciated what we're doing for Fayetteville.
Legacy Blues, a blues and jazz lounge, is open Wednesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. until 2 a.m. For more information, log on to legacyblues.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mutholkar.